Good morning. Today we are celebrating the feast of all the saints, all the known and unknown saints. Did you know that there are more unknown saints than known saints? There are. Just take the church calendar throughout the year, only 365 days, right? So they cannot all be included in that. One saint, one day? No, they are only just 300 plus. There are thousands and thousands of saints. Most of them are known, and others just remain in the sidelines, but they are known to God. They are called the unknown saints. The feast of the all saints began sometime as early as 4th century. In the Eastern Church, where it began first. And later on, it moved to the Western Church around 7th century. And it became a universal celebration ever since. And today we are celebrating. Luckily, it fell on a Sunday. So we can give all the importance it needs to be given. We are just honoring these great men and women who lived ordinary life just like any of us, but with much love. And that made them extraordinary. And they are crowned with a crown of victory. They are rewarded for the good life that they lived here on earth. And today they are counted among the saints in heaven. Okay. Do you believe in heaven? I don't get that yes. Okay, good. If not, we don't have to sit here right now. I think so. That's why we are here, right? We want to get there in heaven. And nobody wants to go to hell, right? I don't want. I heard that it is not so nice down there. It's going to be really hot down there, from what I know. Okay, you know, one day someone asked his friend, how do you get holy water? And his friend replied, you boil the hell out of it. Okay, good. Now we know that there is both heaven and hell, right? Are we okay with that? Okay, now let's work how we can get to heaven and not to hell. No? That's our effort today and every day. No? Yeah, these simple, ordinary people, they could get there. St. Augustine used to say, you know, it is so hard to get to heaven for a sinner like him. He was one of the worst of all sinners. St. Augustine. One day he happened to read the story of the saints, the book of the saints. That changed him totally. Then he said, if these ordinary people could make it, why can't I? He said, which he did later on. He became a saint too. Yes. Where is heaven and how do these people get there? The best description about heaven is from the scriptures, is what we heard in today's first reading. From the book of Revelation, chapter 7, St. John, who also wrote the book of Revelation, the apostle who wrote the gospel, who also wrote today's second reading, we heard from his first letter, John. He speaks about his vision of heaven. In the vision, he saw a great multitude of people, men and women, which no one could count. They come from all nations, all races, all peoples and languages. They are from all over. No one could count them. And what do? In heaven, they stand before the throne of God, worshipping Him, and the Lamb of God. Who is the Lamb of God? Jesus Christ, who redeemed us by His blood. So the people, all the saints in heaven are around the throne of God, worshiping God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the triune God. And they are all robed in white robes. Their robes have been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Yes. This is what is happening in heaven. That sounds great, right? We all want to be part of that. And how do you think we can get there? Very simple. Just follow the Beatitudes. You know, in the Gospel today, Jesus speaks the Beatitudes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. Beatitudes is known as the Gospel of the Gospels. That is the main theme of the all entire Gospels. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the merciful, for mercy shall be shown to them. What an amazing thing. I'm sure we all can do that. You and I, we are called to be saints. That's why God created us, to be holy, perfect. Jesus says in the gospel, be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect. You know, sometime ago in the church, this was not the total concept. It only developed later on after the Second Vatican Council. This idea that everyone could become holy. Before that, it was a kind of narrow understanding that holiness is reserved for popes, cardinals, bishops, clergy, and religious nuns. That's all. And the lady was kind of left out from there. That was not so good. And that's why many saints have spoken about it, including Saint Francis de Sales, who is my religious order's patron saint, Saint Francis de Sales, some 4 centuries before the Second Vatican Council. Saint Francis de Sales wrote in his classical work called The Introduction to the Devout Life, a classical book that he wrote. He explains there how everyone can become holy. And not just the popes and cardinals and bishops alone. Everyone is called to holiness. But at that time, this was a very challenging idea from St. Francis de Sales. The church was not willing to accept it wholly. But when Second Vatican Council, they embraced it totally. And the church opened its way, its doors, to everyone in the universe. All are called to holiness. And how do we become holy? Just by living our vocation faithfully. No matter what the way of life that you are called to live, live it faithfully well, with love. Yes, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. I grew up during the time when she was doing great work in India and around the world. She and her nuns. She was a great influence on me personally. That's why I became a missionary priest. By seeing the mission work that she was doing in India at that time. You know, she used to say, you can summarize the entire Gospels into 5 words. What are they? You did it for me. Matthew chapter 25. Whatever you have done for the least of my brothers and sisters, you have did it for me. You have done it for me. Matthew chapter 25 verse 40. At the end, that's what counts. That's what will get us into heaven. You did it for me. It covers the entire Gospels. The message of Jesus was that. Do it for me, Jesus says. We have plenty ample opportunities to do that, right? Right in front of us, here in our own parish community. And I am so happy we have this warm, loving parish community. We do that already in our through our different outreach ministries. We are reaching out to the poor, the least, the abandoned, the hungry. St. Vincent de Paul Society is doing a tremendous job. And we are all part of it. Let us continue doing that. Share our love, our blessings with the least. You did it for me. You and I, we can do that. We can continue to do that for Jesus Christ, right? We can do it for Christ. Let us do it. And that is the path to attaining eternal life in heaven. Amen.